This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tawbah is not a complicated matter in Islam. It's not something complicated and difficult. It is something very simple that was taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the love and look at the mercy and the compassion of Allah azza wa jal, that it is He subhanahu wa ta'ala who taught us how to make a tawbah. You know, in the story of Adam alayhi salam that we just shared, when he committed the sin, he too felt bad about his sin. He felt horrible about his sin. How is he going to turn to Allah? How is he going to express that he regrets what he did? And how is he going to express that, Ya Allah, I'm in need of your forgiveness? He didn't even know what to do. He had no words. There was no wahi at that time. There was nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the honesty and the sincerity of Adam alayhi salam. So Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Adam alayhi salam was given words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him words. Imagine that. That's how much Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to make a tawbah, that He guided us to a tawbah. He guided us to the words we're supposed to say that would earn us a complete forgiveness of sins. Subhanallah. Wallahi, the one who knows Allah Azza wa Jal and he knows him for his forgiveness and for his mercy would love him so much, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Adam received words from Allah. What were these words that Adam received? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Al-A'raf, قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. These were the dua. This was the words that Allah Azza wa Jal gave Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa. The words were, Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, say, رَبَّنَا. Start your dua when seeking Allah's forgiveness with the word رَبَّنَا. Our Lord, acknowledge that this is your Lord. This is Ar-Rabb. Ar-Rabb comes from the word At-Tarbiyah. At-Tarbiyah meaning when someone disciplines someone, when someone looks after someone, when someone takes care of someone, that process is called At-Tarbiyah. You know, like a parent to his child, when he looks after him, nurtures him, disciplines him, feeds him, provides a safe environment for him. This is all called At-Tarbiyah. Allah Azza wa Jal from his names is Ar-Rabb, which comes from At-Tarbiyah. So when you want to make a dua to seek Allah's forgiveness, begin by saying Rabbana. And when you say the word Rabbana, remember Allah's compassion upon you. Remember Allah's care and love for you. Remember the fact that you're just standing and making the dua. That's Allah's care for you. That's Allah's compassion and love for you. That He allowed you to stand before His hand and make a dua. That's an honor. To stand before Allah Azza wa Jal, raising your hand, making a dua is an honor. So many people are deprived from this. So first you need to be sincere and honest, like Adam alayhi salam was sincere. He wants to express his regret because of the sin. Then Allah Azza wa Jal gave him these words. Now when you feel that in your heart, worried about your sins, Allah Azza wa Jal bi-ithnillah enables you to make this dua. Begin by saying Rabbana. Remember Allah's compassion and mercy when you say the word Rabbana. Then the words were of Adam alayhi salam. He said, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We wronged ourselves. We oppressed ourselves. That's right. When you're making a tawbah, blame yourself. No one but yourself. Blame yourself. You're the one that fell into the wrong. You're the one that committed the sin. Don't blame and don't justify the sin and don't blame anyone. Blame yourself. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And this with the word ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, when you're blaming yourself, when you are saying and acknowledging, Ya Allah, I wronged myself, this humbles the servant. It humbles you before Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of the conditions of an accepted tawbah is that a person humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledges his weakness and acknowledges his sins. Say it before Allah Azza wa Jal. Say, Ya Allah, I acknowledge my sin. I acknowledge it. I am weak. I fell into the sin. That was because I was weak and I was tempted and my desire overpowered me and I fell into it. Ya Rabb, Subhanak, you know, all praise belongs to you. You're the Almighty, the All Perfect, and I remain a slave and a servant of yours. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you do not forgive us, look at this, humility. of Adam alayhi salam in his dua, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. And oh Allah, if you do not forgive us, and if you do not bestow your mercy upon us, surely lanakunanna min al-khasirin. We are going to be from among the losers. Allahu Akbar. That's a given. You're a loser if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept your tawbah and forgive you. Just like the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed such a person that witnesses the entire month of Ramadan, at the end he is not forgiven for. So this is the tawbah that we're supposed to be making. And the power of a tawbah is that it earns a person complete forgiveness of his sins and brings him closer to Allah's pleasure, brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love.